Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
Ooh,
face.
All right.
And it's going to pay homage to Hellraiser? What?
Jesus Christ. He needs to stop.
They need to stop giving.
Somebody needs to stop him.
Just because you lost weight doesn't mean you can do Masters of the Universe and pay homage to Hellraiser.
The same guy.
Ass.
Titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Big booty hoes.
We got to cut that out.
You have to praise him like I should.
What, we can't love big booty hoes?
It's been a long, long time together. Through the bad times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 313. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
Buenos tardes. This is Ree.
Buenos tardes. This is Ree.
I like that. Huh. I hope you answer the phone at work like that from now on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm Buenos sure tardes.
This is how this I act at work.
Right.
For sure. What's up, guys? Hey, babe.
How you been?
What's going on? What's up? How have you been?
I'm good.
You never go first. Tell us about your week.
Yeah.
What's
new?
No
one ever asks how you are.
Yeah.
Everybody always asks what I hate, but never
why do you hate?
That's true.
He's like, well, let me tell you why I hate.
Let me tell you, I just watched Timmy and the Dinosaur, and I hated it.
That's great. On Shudder. Watch it.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little tired. This has been a low sleep week for me. Going to bed late, waking up a little too early, but otherwise good.
You're waking up a little too early all the time.
That's true.
No fun. And then you go work like a for real job.
I do work a for real job, unfortunately.
What qualifies as a little too early for you?
Like 5:30 and going to bed at like midnight.
Too much.
Sucks. Yeah. Too late.
I kind of do that, but my wife sets her phone for 5 a.m. and then she doesn't wake up until 6:30, but her alarm goes off every 10 minutes. Yeah. I don't understand how people use fucking snooze buttons. It drives me crazy. I literally never use a snooze button, and it does no good for her because she'll just continue sleeping for 90
minutes. That's terroristic behavior.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Great because Sophia and I both snooze for 2 hours.
You're both terrible people.
How do you do
her
it?
Her alarm's going off, then mine's going off.
Why not just turn your fucking alarm off or set it for the actual time you want to wake up? If you know you're not going to get up until 6:30.
I love going back to bed.
There is a certain psychology that people do love going back to sleep.
I don't get it. Like me, once I'm awake, it's like, boom, I'm awake.
It's really fortunate that we both snooze like that. And my snooze is all like some fucked up noise, and hers is like
the gentle alarms.
Yeah,
and but like when it's every 10 minutes, it's not fucking gentle because you can't fall back asleep.
When her alarm goes off, if I even wake up, it just like makes me like, I'm gonna drool now. You know what I mean? Like I'm really going.
It really puts you into a coma.
Yeah. Hers. It's a very gentle alarm.
It's very telling.
Don't you ever fucking look at me like that.
Very telling.
Well, I mean, I will do this where my alarm will hit and I'll do snooze just in case I accidentally fall back asleep as I'm waking up. But
I sit up in bed and then I turn my alarm off.
It's hot in this bitch.
You're hot in this bitch. Maybe it's that fucking light bulb you've got blaring in the back of your shiny ass head.
Pretty sure it's not.
It's the reflection just shining off the white walls.
Can't
have white walls, George. We can have anything but white walls. We can't have white walls.
Who said that?
He knows.
That's a pull.
He knows.
Wow. Anywho, how have you been?
I've been chill. I was in a rap video.
Well, you were in a music video. I don't know. I don't want to call it rap.
It's something. Yeah, that was hella interesting.
Don't come at me, you fucking... You.
I don't know what it
that
is.
That artist stands.
They called it hip-hop in the casting call, but then it was rap, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, some artist named OT Genesis. And then I posted a picture of him and I from the shoot, and I got a message from our friend Dave, better known as Scarecrow Oven.
Yeah.
Dave-o!
Apparently Dave has been doing OT Genesis's album artwork.
That's unfortunate.
So, I mean, like, that's small world. It's hella crazy. All I had to do was sit on a double-decker bus in Hollywood, and I got paid $80 for it.
And if I took a bus,
that's a great song.
To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. There's a light that'll never go out.
That song fucks.
Yeah. In my adult life, like in 33 plus, I am a big fan of the Smiths, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that.
I was not in high school and then coming out of like.
Same.
It's cool when that happens.
But then you're like, oh, now I understand what real depression is. And this makes sense.
Mm. No, they're a solid band.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
But, I'm so, yeah. So sorry.
Pretty much everything. I don't even know what I've done the last week. When did we record last?
I don't know.
Last
I don't know. It all fucking week. It all bled together. I don't know what I did
within the last 7 days.
Dude, you here? Let me look at your Instagram.
Still been watching more Sweet Tooth. Sweet Tooth is great.
Okay.
I've been playing Katamari Damacy.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Super fun. Yeah, Twitch wanted to see that, and I'm like, well, bitch, don't threaten me with a good time. So did that, and yeah. It's really all I've done. I don't know where the fucking last week went.
Yeah, it goes.
But
it goes.
Yeah, but I got the green light to go back to the gym. So that's fun. Just no heavy lifting yet.
So then what's the point?
The point is keeping tone.
Just kidding, man.
Getting rid of this fucking fluff that I got. Kidding. These fucking fluffer nutter titties that I got. This is all just
what?
Fucking bacon and ice cream right here.
Hell yeah.
Bacon and ice cream is dope.
Oh, says the guy that doesn't eat meat.
That's right.
Or dairy.
Yeah.
I'm eating less and less dairy. That's true.
Eats plenty of dicks, though. Speaking of which, how was your week?
Listen, man. I don't, you know, that's disrespectful.
I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about
that. That's disrespectful.
I don't want to talk about your private life.
This is my private life. What's that? Oingo Boingo song? That's a good song, too.
Which one?
This is my private life.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
I don't think I know that.
I don't think he's talking about eating dicks, but he might be.
He might
You know
be.
What? That should be fine with you.
He means private but then in again, a literal sense.
I am talking to you, so maybe you have like, a problem with that.
This is my private's life.
Mm. What'd you watch, Rhett?
Well, first of all, I went to Reanimated Records on Record Store.
Hey, they reopened.
Yeah.
They reopened, talked to Nick there. Hello, Nick. And hello, he said Nick. Hello to the fellers here.
Yeah, I tried to get him to come on the show, like... Because I have a feeling I know how this is going to go.
I did breach the topic of the idea of eventually down the road, once things are opening up again, doing some kind of collaborative thing. And he's totally open to it.
That'd be cool.
He said he's actually, he's very like transparent. You know, he says he only listens to like one podcast at a time. And I'm like, I totally get it. You know,
you're like, I'm glad that's who goes there. Right.
Well, wink. Well, yeah, he said he's been listening. He says it's a lot of fun, you know, and then, of course, my response is immediately, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
He's looking at me, and I'm the one he's listening to. So this, he knows me mostly of this.
It feels weird, right? Because you're like, God, what did they hear?
Well, especially imagine if you were me, how it would feel, Matt, because I say things on here that are truly
Oh, you mean like I want to ruin this person?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
What I mean,
Aaliyah.
and also it immediately goes in my head. Like I'm here at Reanimated Records. There's a Dawn of the Dead poster in there. And I'm like, we trashed Dawn of the Dead. You know what I mean?
I've got a Dawn of the Dead poster. I need to,
burn?
Not burn. I think I'll give it to them.
Huh. That's pretty nice.
That's a nice idea. But
it's a good one, too.
I actually get a lot of comments about that episode. Like people messaging me on Instagram telling me that we're fucking crazy for that. That and you guys not liking to be on.
And we knew we would with our response.
Oh, yeah. Dude, but I didn't know I was going to feel that way going into those or coming out of those movies. I was like,
maybe it'll come up from one of us with the movie we're reviewing tonight later.
Maybe, possibly. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Who's to say?
But
who can predict?
If you're ever in San Diego, Reanimated Records is a cool little spot to visit in La Mesa. It has it's a record store, but they specialize in, and they have VHS and cassettes and CDs and Blu-rays and DVDs and posters and T-shirts.
Nick was in the band Danny Tanner, which is tight as fuck.
Was he?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Dude, I didn't either. Like, my buddy was in town and we were talking about local bands from back in the day. And like, as we're walking into Reanimated, I'm saying, you know what I would love to find is that Danny Tanner record. And like 3 minutes later, Nick walks up and just hands me the CD and a bunch of patches. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? He goes, yeah, I was in that band. I'm like, what the fuck? I had no idea. But there you go.
There you go.
And he's not like, hey, I was in this band. He's not that type of guy.
Nope. No, Nick's a real... Yeah.
He's chill as shit.
He loves him some Nick Cave, too, by the way.
He does. He does.
Yeah, he really does. So that was fun. And I picked up some cassette tapes and VHS stuff there because that's where I'm at with stuff right now. But I watched... okay. Do either of you guys know who Brett Leonard is?
No.
That name does not sound familiar.
I've been on the fellow dorks on Discord discussing this guy. And God, those guys really know some niche shit sometimes. He go figure, right? But he directed Lawnmower Man and obviously has a fascination with 90s CGI stuff. And then he followed that up with Virtuosity.
Did he do Ghost in the Machine also?
No. Who did? But Ghost, it's around, I don't know.
Oh, man, because Ghost in the Machine, my God.
I got to rewatch it because I haven't seen it since the 90s. He followed up Lawnmower Man with Virtuosity.
Great.
And I watched that, and dude, Jorge, that is a bad, great movie.
It's
bad, great, dude.
When you've got fucking Russell Crowe and fucking Denzel Washington,
it's fucking bonkers.
Dude, this shit is like, it's
like, there's some genuinely fascinating ideas in it, too.
it's nuts, man. Like, that movie is fantastic.
When was the last time you watched it?
Like, within the last 8 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I watched that back-to-back with Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, good. Yeah, you were doing it.
I was. You were Johnny in the 90s. I was in the Matrix.
That's why, dude, when I was watching Virtuosity, I'm like, I am at fucking Cinema Star Chula Vista right now.
Yeah, man.
Like, I am in the 90s.
Yeah, dude, that's something.
And he the same year he did a movie called Hideaway, which I had not seen since the theater. And it's based on a Dean Koontz novel that Dean Koontz, like, he tried to have his name removed from the movie. That's always a good sign.
That's, yeah.
And one of the guys on Discord, I think it was Hoey Joey, brought that to my attention. So in any case, the premise of this is someone has there's a guy who kills himself, a teenager who kills himself doing a satanic ritual. He kills his mom and his sister first and then commits suicide so he can be with Satan in hell. And so the intro is that occurring. And then it's his disembodied spirit going through this corridor in the afterlife, going to hell. And it's done with CGI that looks like a particularly good 90s screensaver.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking bonkers. And then Jeff Goldblum is our protagonist, and he has a near-death experience, and he's linked to this other guy. The other guy is Elton from Clueless, and Alicia Silverstone's in it. So you should watch this.
Jeremy Sisto?
That's the name.
That's his name.
And he's a creepy guy in this movie, and it's a bad movie.
Good.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
So I was on a Brett Leonard fetish. Oh, I guess you guys did another, you actually did one of his other movies that he also did in 1995 called Feed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it was disgusting. I don't know what he was up to in 95. He did those three films
that
came out
in
95.
Feed?
No.
Feed is the one. Yeah. Is she a real big fat person?
So, yeah, I don't know what's up with Brett Leonard in 95.
He's doing it.
Yeah,
he really was.
He's just like, you know what? What the fuck have I got to lose?
And then lastly, I watched... I watched another Terry Gilliam movie because I had watched... Sophia and I had watched Brazil recently. We watched The Fisher King. And that's fucking... She hadn't seen it. And
that movie's so fucking good.
As I get older, dude, like, that is the kind of movie that's what I want from a movie. That, I mean, it's got it all, dude.
Fucking good.
That's probably one of my favorite movies ever now.
It's It's incredible.
And it is super fucking 90s.
Yeah.
But good.
Like the whole Red Knight saga, all that shit.
Man. And it's like, because it lines up perfectly too with the image of what occurred, you know? Did you see that movie, Matt?
No.
I think you would even like that.
I feel like you're wrong.
I don't think so. I think you would. It's Jeff Bridges, Robin Williams. Is there
anything in that movie for me?
Yes.
You can't answer these things objectively. That's why it's hard. George. Because George knows.
Sometimes he knows.
I think you
want to push your views on.
I think you would like some aspects of it, but probably the first like 30 minutes might piss you off, or you would be bored.
That's first 30 minutes, because they immediately set up what happened, though. Yeah. It hooks you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does the hook bring you back?
The hook does bring you back. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, look, on that, you can rely.
On that, you can rely.
Are you telling me
it'll probably make you cry.
Okay.
If you stick around.
Okay. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking
about. What song was he? I'm trying to think.
I was just trying to make a new song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Like, what is he talking? That's not the word.
It'll probably make you cry. On that, you can't rely.
On that, you can't rely.
There we go.
So glad he did it.
Okay.
He played some circus music as a harmonica. It's good.
Never mind. And then, I didn't get to mention last week, or I forgot to mention. It's not that I didn't get to. I just didn't fucking do it. I had watched The Hidden, and it's an 80s movie, and it's got Kyle MacLachlan, and it involves aliens that hide in people and make them do psychotic things. Have either of you seen The Hidden?
Doesn't sound familiar.
You've never even heard of The Hidden?
Doesn't sound familiar.
It's a fucking gem, dude.
It's a gem.
It's You're a great deep. Movie. It was fucking, it hit the right nerve of funny, quirky, but actually kind of, it's pretty damn well executed for its means, actually. I can't believe, neither of you have ever even heard of it?
Nope. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, and I like me some Kyle MacLachlan. If you have him showing up as a weirdo. Yeah, me too.
I will remember you, right?
Yeah.
Right, with the sad dog.
I thought you were going to start Spandau Ballet because then, like, I'm like, yeah, he does look like the singer from Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet.
Jesus. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I know this much is true.
That's Spandau Ballet.
That's a bad. That's a bad band name. Right.
That's
there.
A great song though.
Oh no, yeah, I think it's all time great.
Yeah. Kixy 96.5.
They should have opened
5.
Timmy's Dinosaur with that song.
Yeah, no, they
that would be song. That would be too like. Look at us.
Yeah,
you need that dude who is singing like some hard blues rock about a dinosaur.
Man. That's his deal.
Yeah. Cool. You know,
it's just like the Encino Man, but like prehistoric. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a pretty horror centric week over here. What about mostly you, bad horror.
So
tell us all the bad TV shows you watched.
The Handmaid's Tale finished up. Actually, pretty strong. Good.
Is it done, or is it just the season's done?
I think the season's done. I don't know what they're. I mean, obviously, there's places they can go, but they ended it pretty finally. Okay. I'm interested to see where they go. It was good. The last like two or three episodes were pretty decent. I enjoyed it. The other thing I started was this series on Apple TV Plus called Lisey's Story. It's based off of a Stephen King novel. Big fucking surprise. it's okay. It's good. It's got a lot of through the looking glass, otherworldly shit going on, and I'm into that stuff. If you've read Lisey's story, it's not a very faithful adaptation, but they're doing a pretty good job presenting the story without too much fuckery afoot. So far,
fuckery afoot.
Like fuckery that. Afoot. Three episodes in is pretty good.
Okay,
that's it.
Good.
All right. Any news?
That's it. Well, I saw the news that, you know, to piggyback off last week. Now, remember when I planted the seed that Toxic Avenger might turn into something too big?
Yep.
And now they've added Kevin Bacon as the villain.
We talked about that already.
No, we talked about Elijah Wood last week.
No, but we've also talked about Kevin Bacon.
So not on No, not on film.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Bacon is what we talked about last week, where you asked me like, aren't you afraid?
Exactly that, why, like, I'm bringing it up, because that's, I just listened to the episode.
Because I just saw the Elijah Wood thing posted 10 hours ago, and I was like, we've been talking about that for weeks.
We talked about Elijah Wood, but we didn't talk about Kevin Bacon.
I feel like you're wrong.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Kevin Bacon, Matt.
I feel like
it just popped up on Discord like 3 days ago.
Well, that doesn't change anything. Discord is a little slow.
No, what I think that's what you're getting confused with, though.
You're wrong.
Why I'm bringing it up. So, in the case that you're wrong, I'm going to go on with this Kevin Bacon talk.
No, you're wrong.
You are.
Go ahead.
You're 100% wrong.
You are.
Okay, go ahead.
You admit to having memory problems, but you're infallible, which doesn't make sense.
I'm going to look up when this was first reported.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Sure it does. No.
Okay, anywho, continue.
Kevin Bacon, I think this
shit's a mistake.
I think, well, I like Kevin Bacon, but again, it supports the theory that this is hitting critical mass of being some overblown cock job. And I don't want my favorite film to be made into a bag of cocks like this.
This is your favorite film?
Absolutely. Better than The Godfather Part 2.
I doubt he's ever even actually seen it.
I saw it on HBO.
He watched one half episode of the cartoon and he was like, I've seen it all.
The cartoon was good.
Dude,
was
Toxic good. Crusaders was this shit.
God damn, that was a good show.
I had all those toys. And the Ozone toy had 1 foot and 1 wheel, so it was impossible to make him stand up.
Man, those were good toys too.
Those were good.
Fun. Those are good toys to like jam up your toy playing, because you got like He-Man stuff and these guys and Ninja Turtles, and it's like, who the fuck are these guys?
Right? And they still came with cans of toxic waste.
Yeah. And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had Muck Man, and it was like, what is this?
How do you feel about Kevin Bacon?
He's a good villain.
I mean, I'm indifferent.
I think
indifferent?
I'm indifferent.
Wow.
That's like, what is there really to be like, oh, Kevin Bacon? Like, what has he ever done where it's like, we need to be in awe of this performance?
No. A Footloose?
I've never seen Footloose.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Sure it is.
Oh, come on. Let's dance. Like they did. The Bible says they danced. So let's dance.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
I don't want to dance.
It's beautiful.
I hate dancing.
You watch him anyway. Do flips in a fucking factory and tell me it's not good.
Right.
Also, Kenny Loggins.
So I can watch that 30-second clip on YouTube and save myself 90 minutes.
No, you need to get invested in Ren and how he liberates a small town from religious repression.
Why wouldn't I just watch Roadhouse then?
Well, it's a good point, except that,
look. Because like Kevin Bacon is ultimately the poor man's Patrick Swayze.
No way.
Yeah.
That's like way off. That's way off.
That's dead on.
Kevin Bacon, again, I don't disrespect that guy. I just think this supports,
you know why, the theory that this is becoming 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and not 6 degrees of Patrick Swayze? Because Patrick Swayze doesn't need the fucking attention Kevin Bacon does.
Well, he's also dead.
You can't have many degrees if you're dead.
Well, sure you can.
Because you're not interacting with people anymore.
I mean, but he still interacted with plenty of people.
He ripped plenty of people's throats out, is what he did.
I bet you Sean Whalen's probably got a better 6 degrees Scott of Whalen. Separation. Because he's been in everything.
Scott Whalen showed up in 2 episodes back-to-back now because of your Sean Whalen.
And it's Scott Weiland, thank you very much.
He's also dead.
He's also dead.
Yeah.
His Christmas album is pretty damn good, though.
Who, Scott Weiland?
Yeah.
I'm
Scott Whalen.
Scott Weiland.
That's his name.
Hey, what other news is there? Anything?
The Evil Dead movie is shooting.
The Evil Dead game just released some gameplay.
Looks tight as fuck. I can't wait. I don't get how the asymmetrical multiplayer works in this. I don't know if it's like 4 survivors versus like a controlled horde.
It looks hella fun.
But on that same note, Back 4 Blood got its beta release date in early August. That's the spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. It looks cool as fuck.
Did you see that A Quiet Place has officially like got the theaters back to pre-COVID
numbers
again?
I didn't, but that's
so
believable.
Things are on the upswing.
It's the first good movie since things opened up again, and things are officially opened up here. Like we went to a restaurant for lunch the other day and they made us tableside guacamole, and I know that seems like a really simple thing, But man, we lost a lot of showmanship.
Did y'all see the lines at Disneyland today?
No. Were they
fucking
crazy?
Insane.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm really good.
No. Yeah.
Enjoy your wait. Like, why would you pay $200 to spend like 3 hours standing in line? Because
it's the magic, dude.
This is why. Yeah, to say that you're going.
It's capitalism, dude.
It's to say you're going. It's like when you go and people have a tendency, if there's several lines, people have a tendency to go to the most crowded one.
I'm going
to
tell you something. So last time I had a hot take about these fucking actors that did one single role. I'm going to do another hot take. I'll give you another hot take. Fuck Disneyland adults, dude. Like,
what? Whoa, adults? Like, I thought you wanted to go to Disneyland soon.
With children. With my children.
Why?
I like Disneyland. I want to go to Disneyland.
I can't stand adults that are all about Disneyland.
You mean
with the pins and shit?
Yeah. I'm not saying you going to Disneyland. Yeah. I'm talking about these motherfuckers that are like, they got Mickey tattoos and the pins.
You know they have gangs, right? They have like the wolves, and they have like the wolves from the Three Pigs cartoon.
Yeah.
They have different like.
And then these motherfuckers that go to like Dapper Day and all this shit. I'm serious.
They have like biker gangs. But they're Disneyland gangs.
That's
crazy.
Did you know that?
I do. Because my cousins.
Didn't you go to a specialty day?
So I did.
Didn't you go to Tweaker
As
Day?
As a teenager, I did go to Raver Day. That shit was nuts.
That's tight.
That shit was crazy.
I go to Disneyland on mushrooms and that shit's fun.
No. I'm not talking about going to Disneyland.
Dude, when you go to Disneyland on mushrooms, you suddenly notice how many fucking ugly people there are in the world. It's crazy.
If you go,
it's like all the monsters come out. No. It's Disneyland specifically. And I always seem to do it on slightly rainy days. And it's like they're slugs. Like the ugly people just come out in droves to Disneyland on rainy days.
Maybe that's why the bathhouse in Spirited Away to me now.
Sounds like you're in Jacob's Ladder, dude.
Kind of. Maybe. Ooh, maybe they're all the fucking lizard people. But the new one? Ugly people.
We should do the original and the
new one. October's shaving
up to be. I haven't seen it. Me either. And I'm excited for it, to be honest. All right. Anything else?
Let's see. There's the Kevin Bacon thing. Castlevania's getting a spinoff on Netflix. Evil Dead game. What else? Back for Blood game. And then Resident Evil came to Dead by Daylight.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right. We'll be right back to talk about a movie. Hey, guess what, guys?
Saw, dude. What's up, dude?
We're freaking back.
Oh, shit.
We're back.
We're fucking back.
And now that we're back, can you tell these dumb fucks about Patreon?
I sure can. So look, we didn't really talk about Dead by Daylight and Resident Evil earlier, but just like the G-Virus and the T-Virus and Resident Evil run through a person's body and make them a shell of their former selves, expenses can ravage a podcast and leave them a former podcast that's a shell of what they once were. But you are the cure. And we need you. We are Ada Wong searching out that fucking cure to help us deal with all of the expenses that we deal with from hosting fees and all kinds of other bullshit. But you go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and you sign up and you pledge your fucking allegiance to the cause. We'll give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, access to the Patreon only Discord. It's fucking tight. Do it.
I gotta ask you, do you pre-think these up?
No. Or is this
off the tip?
No, that's why I'm doing so many fucking hand things. I'm kind of just throwing shit
He's
out
summoning
there.
It.
Just seeing
He's
what
doing
works.
What Danny Carey does on drums, but with this Patreon pitch.
Yeah, it usually just kind of manifests and then it's just word diary.
Oh my god. Like you even pulled out Ada Wong, which is crazy.
Yeah, dude, I love Ada Wong. I play a lot of Resident Evil.
That's wild, man. That's fucking
wild. It's good stuff.
A new homie, don't we?
Yeah, Jay Kuz.
What up, Kuz?
I guess he's been listening for a while. He's always in my Twitch, and I asked him if he was on Patreon because there was something on there, and he was like, "No, I'm not. Should I?" And I was like, "Well, I don't give a fuck. Like, you don't have to." And he's like, "Doop doop doop." And there he is.
There he is.
He's one of the homies.
Well, welcome, Kuz.
Yeah, Jay Kuzy.
Brett's got shout outs.
Yeah. I just, you
he's
know,
he's got his phone there. He's ready.
I feel like,
well, he's going to thank Hans Franz from Germany.
Oh, dude, Hans Franz from Germany. That's not his name. I thanked him last week too.
Hans Franz.
So thank you, the Germans. But Celia Bedelia,
long time listener
in Virginia. And she says, she's listening next to her husband and she tries to talk about the D and he doesn't get it and thinks she's a weirdo.
Well,
and
he is
correct.
Hey, it doesn't matter if he gets it as long as she gets it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
You're getting the D.
Oh.
He said he doesn't get it.
You D!
And there it is.
And speaking of the letter D, there's Daddy Caligula who does fantastic. She really does do like really crazy fucking digital art.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even understand how does that even work? Digital art? What's the process there?
I don't know if you got one of them little sketch pads with a pen and you kind of just.
Do you know how that fucking works? Do it up or like. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to YouTube it because I'm like, how the fuck are they doing this from scratch?
I don't know.
Digital. Like, I don't even understand what this means.
I think they do a little bit of like photo manipulation, but it all ends up pretty cool.
But yeah. Daddy Caligula has a lot of bands, pretty similar music taste. And so we're both getting very excited about a bunch of bands that are coming out to play. So she might be accompanying Sophia and myself, maybe in the fall. We'll see. But what else? What else? And that's it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, the Who Goes There podcast, watch the movie. Another Fulci movie called Zombie.
You gonna tell us all the Italian names? It's
directed by Lucio Fulci. Don't leave that much
data right there, dude.
Starring Tisa Farrow, Ian McCullough, Richard Johnson, Al Cliver, Already Gay. Stefania De Mario, Olga Carlatos, Ugo Bologna. Bologna. Ugo Bologna.
Come on, man. Take it seriously.
Ugo Bologna.
Ramon Bravo, Omero Capagna, Dakar as Lucas.
Dakar. Uncredited.
And Octavio Dell'Acqua as the worm-eyed zombie.
What do you think of Lucio Fulci's zombie flesh eaters? Here we go. You want to ask me first?
I do.
I got something. This is a comprehensive discussion, Matt. Not a while ago, during the pandemic, we did a month during October of, we did an original and then the remakes. One of the originals we did was Dawn of the Dead and then its remake. Upon rewatch, our skirts weren't blown up by the remake either, really. But the original, unilaterally, it got us to the odd occasion where we combined all of our forces of dumbassery and attacked this fucking thing that the horror community has just championed. Lifted up like it's fucking baby Simba to the fucking savannah or
That's
something.
That's true.
And it's ridiculous. And this is from people who like George Romero for other reasons and other stuff, right? Anyway, so I don't understand, in a world where we all agree that that movie is bad, how can this be good, Matt? How is this film, which is by every indication, even fucking worse than that? It goes on longer. It goes on for longer stretches where people say...
It does not go on longer. Not by
I don't mean literally. I mean that 40 minutes go by without any of the blessed nudity of a chick going scuba diving nude, and there's no fucking eye gouge scene, and these people are saying dumb shit. It's not filmed well. It's fucking boring. The characters suck. They're in the fucking Caribbean. Like, I have a Caribbean drink here. I have this Reed's fucking ginger. Crafting.
He brought this special.
I wanted to go festive with this.
He's like, I can't have a bad taste of the Caribbean in my mouth.
I understand that there is a scene with a zombie and a shark, and I like it because also, if they're undead, why wouldn't they be undead in the water? Cool, I guess. And then the colors are all weird. And this chick is fucking nude going in. She's strapping her shit on over her fucking underwear. And it's like a porn. The other people on the boat are about to look. They're looking at her like they're about to fuck her if she doesn't go in the water soon. And then she gets attacked by a shark, then a zombie, then the shark and the zombie. But that scene is it. That's like, and it's only the colors are good because it was a good day for the fucking crew that day. Because it's not because Fulci has skills. He doesn't. He's not like Argento, where Argento's like, whoa, I'm going to fucking like show you technical prowess here. Like, Fulci doesn't do that. He just sucks dicks and has shitty gore. And everyone's like, oh, but it's gory and he fights a shark. That's what I think of Zombie. I think it might be even worse than The Beyond to me.
George.
I mean, come on, dude. What is this? Is this a serious movie for serious people about serious things?
Bro, you don't understand. Like, a zombie fights a shark.
I know, dude. Like, I know when people talk about this film, they're like, dude, but zombie shark. And it's like, well, cool. What else you got? Nothing for another hour and 30 minutes. I don't, I largely don't get what's going on from one scene to the next. I go, why is he in the bed? Wait, where did he get? What did he get? What?
It's because it's so well edited.
What's happening? These guys are coming to the island because her dad was on a boat and they're coming to the island to talk to the doctor it's bad. This sucks. What's going on? What are you guys out there in movie land? What the fuck?
Because they decided long ago that Fulci was good because he made, what do they call them? Video nasties.
I'm in actual disbelief.
If you question that Fulci is good, you're not a true horror fan.
That's exactly the thing that happened with fucking Dawn of the Dead and The Beyond. And I'm like, bros. Bros.
And you don't like opera like we did recently. I liked that a lot. But you probably feel similar about that, it seems like. But, you know, I'm comparing this because last time, you know, you were like thinking about or maybe Argento's not for you, but... How would you, as much as you didn't like opera, don't you think it's like on a different planet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no.
Of capability?
Yeah, No, this is fucking, it's dumb. It's not even like, dude, we get it, dude. The social narrative of, I got it, dude. Fucking, it was a.
What social narrative?
A pioneer in the fucking genre.
Her tits were out and she went scuba diving. There's no social narrative.
All right. Matt, I feel.
That's the wrong movie.
I feel like you're disappointed.
No, because I agree with everything you said.
Thank God.
Oh my Lord, this happened.
It's been a long time since I've watched this movie. And God, I was bored out of my fucking mind.
So like, boring, dude.
All of the gore I love. All of it.
The eye gouging is a good eye gouging.
There's fuck all for, like you said, like 40 minutes. And then it's like, the plot is just so all over the place that I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I tuned out actively, and then it's like, okay, somebody's about to get shot. Oh, that was pretty fucking cool. Oh, you're talking again? Okay, I'm out again. Yeah. Like, I think the last 20 minutes picks up because that's kind of where all the action and the gore is. But by that point, I have no fucking idea what's going on, but I'm just like along for the ride. I think it's a movie that's better seen and not heard. It's one of those movies where it's like, if you put it on at the bar and you can't hear it, it's pretty tight, but
that might be it. You know what? It would be great background stuff,
right? If you see it, you're like, what the fuck?
Every now and then you look up and see
a zombie fighting a fucking shark.
People have to like the idea of this movie more than the actual movie itself. That has to be what it is because for the life of me, man, I cannot understand.
I cannot remember
whatever made of the life of me. I can't understand how anybody could sit through this film.
Period.
Upon finishing it.
It was hard, dude.
Upon finishing it going like, that's pretty good. No, I just don't. And maybe it's because I did not grow up in the era. I'm not a big old fan of 70s horror films. That's not a thing for me. But...
Video nasties.
But boy howdy.
Well, see, this wasn't even a video nasty until like 5 years after it was done.
Right.
Because like, they changed the rating system.
Speaking of that, the problematic history. And problematic not because... Well, yes, because of views too, as it turns out. But because of the success of Dawn of the Dead, this is my understanding, right? Which was George A. Romero is Italian. And it was a success stateside, but it was a success also in Europe and in Italy. And so the Italian market wanted to cash in on that.
Well, they released it under the name Zombie in Italy.
Right. But then it was marketed as flesh-eating zombie or flesh-eater something from in United Kingdom.
No, Dawn of the Dead was released under the name Zombie in Italy.
Gotcha. And this is Zombie 2.
This was originally called Zombie or Zombie Flesh Eaters. And so in order to capitalize on the success of Dawn of the Dead, which was called Zombie in Italy.
They called it Zombie 2.
They called it Zombie 2 without Fulci's permission or consent.
Which is also very silly, besides that it was done for the wrong reason. It was also, this movie isn't a sequel to Dawn of the Dead because... It doesn't exist in any way in the same universe.
That's what we call subverting expectations. You go into it thinking it's a sequel to Dawn of the Dead, and you're like,
imagine watching Dawn of the Dead, or, yeah, Zombie, as it was in Italy, and it has its whole thing with the mall and this, and the ending of that film. And then this starts, and it's like the fucking dude on a boat outside New York, and then voodoo and the Caribbean island.
When all the New York stuff was shot, also just to capitalize on Dawn of the Dead.
Well, of course, the ending shot is very much like, dude, you see what we're doing here? It's
you see how traffic is flowing in both directions?
Do you see how we live in a
society?
Do you see it?
We live in a society.
And I'm hitting this ending and I'm just fucking
I did appreciate the ending. Like, irritated. I'm like, okay, at least, you know, they're getting, like, the zombies are getting into the city. So it's not like a normal zombie movie where it's like everybody gets away and everything's okay. Like, we don't have that trope. But, you know, it's also they're shambling.
Well, it does have a – what's the name of the lead actress? I'm drawing a mental blank as usual. It's the younger sister of Mia Farrow.
Tysa or Tissa?
Tysa Farrow. She's the younger sister of Mia Farrow. And there happens to be a reason why she is the younger, lesser known sister. She can't,
she can't act.
She cannot pull off Rosemary's Baby. I'll tell you that. Like if she can, she didn't fight the right director to bring it out.
Is she
the
one looking for her dad, or who is she?
She's like the nurse, I believe.
I think she's the one looking for her dad.
Is she? I don't fucking know, dude.
And then it said Ian McCulloch or whatever, a Scottish actor. And like half the movie, I'm like, that's the lead singer from Echo and the Bunnymen? and it's like, oh, it's a different Ian McCulloch.
It's the lead singer from Minor Threat.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Jesus, man, there's a lot. And but then I was like, I couldn't wait to tell Matt, like, because I anticipated him defending the fuck out of the movie. I'd be like, you know this is the lead singer from Echo and the Bunnymen, right?
Dude, that's...
But it
that's
wasn't.
That's why I tried to invite Nick, and I even tried to invite Big Turk. I was like, I need backup. Like, I know these guys are going to tear this fucking movie apart. And
I didn't know I was going to tear it apart. I figured,
I knew you guys. Like, even before I watched it again, I'm like, they're going to tear this fucking movie apart. I just know they are. I need backup. And like, I couldn't think of anybody that was like a fan that would be able to come in and defend the movie besides those two. And of course they're both busy. And now I'm glad they didn't come because I would have been sitting here being like, hey, you're on your own, buddy.
I think about it. From the standpoint of somebody who would enjoy this film and I want to understand.
We have a lot of,
I want to understand this person. What about this film is enjoyable?
Loyal listener, Coop, and guy who feels like a good friend, even though I've never met him in person, and guy who, like, I like his taste a lot of the time, too. But he was like, oh, you know, The Beyond was the wrong film to show them first, Matt. Like, they need to watch Zombie, you know? And it's just like, I'm just baffled because, again, I think I liked The Beyond more than this. I'm pretty sure I did,
actually. Yeah, I just...
So I'm not... I don't get it, man.
Well, so clearly it's not necessarily just a giallo thing, right?
No, this isn't because even giallo. This isn't like Baba.
You're right.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
So and it ends there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is giallo. Like, let's see with Matt about that, but because it doesn't follow any of those tropes, you know what I mean? Where this isn't a giallo film at all.
No.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Giallo films are more of a precursor to the modern slasher with their structure and whatnot. But
it's usually like a killer hidden in the shadows for like the majority of the movie.
So like this, erotic. So like this movie then.
No,
well, no,
I'm just kidding.
No, because it's like when you see it, they're actually there. It's just like they're not there for like the longest part.
What I will say, and that's what I mean, I was really straining while I was watching it. And Sophia saw a few parts of it because she watched the shark scene with me. And I will, dude, I will agree. You said it right, man. I think if this is in the background, like that's a really surreal scene. Like yeah. On purpose or not, it got captured. Some weird shit got captured.
I got to tell you, I felt terrible for the shark, man.
Yeah,
because they're literally torturing this poor fucking shark.
Well, she was upset. She's like, that wasn't a real shark, right? And I was like, and I didn't want to upset her.
The guy that was in the water with him was the actual shark's trainer.
Yeah,
like so, it wasn't just like some random.
You could tell it was a real shark.
I felt bad for the girl, the scuba diving girl, because like she looked scared shitless when she was underwater.
I thought you were going to say for having to be topless while she goes scuba.
No, diving. No. Like,
because that gear would definitely chafe.
That was, without see, a shirt that, on. And that was a weird thing.
And
was
she did like, it multiple times.
Yeah. When she was topless, like, I mean, obviously she had really nice sweater kittens, but like, I wasn't even really like
sweater kittens.
Taken aback by like her boobs, but it was like when she.
Taken aback by her boobs.
But when got she it. Clipped that. That thing, yeah. Like that felt like strangely pornographic.
It was porn.
I'm like, ooh, that's one of the most like steamy things I've seen in a non-porn
movie. Well, and they're looking at her. They're looking at her crotch, and the homegirl's staring at her.
Yeah, the girl. Yeah, the guy, the fucking Ian McCulloch guy, and the girl, and then they look. They're looking at her, and they look at each other, and it's like can you guys just fuck then?
Yeah. If we're gonna give each other all these looks, let's go. I want to see this dude's dick. Dude,
no, that's all they do in this movie is look, and that's why so many of these fucking people die. Like they just stare at the fucking zombie. Like when that girl dies because like she has like 7 minutes while she's watching the zombie come up out of the ground and then stand up and look at her while the fucking worms fall out of his eye, and then she stands there and he leans in like it's a first fucking kiss to bite her and she doesn't even move. And everybody does that. Everybody just sits there and stares at the zombies and waits to get fucking eaten.
We're missing something.
Are we?
No, I don't think we are. And I think it's, I think
I'm
it's,
just kidding.
No. I think it's, it reached critical mass a few years ago where it became like off limits to criticize. Look, cause this wasn't like it achieved some broad mainstream success when it came out. It had a very niche market, a niche audience, I should say, not even market audience. And that grew over time. And then, when there was this big horror boom and then in the 21st century and people had more access to whatever they wanted to watch, you got younger people seeing, you know, just like Argento, like that got, The old Suspiria movie got real big in the last 15, 20 years with younger people. And so they're like, what else is there? Oh, there's Fulci and this and this. So this is where I start tearing down why people like Fulci at all. And Matt's going to disagree with that. But I think it's part of this, like, you know, well, this.
It's like a cult of personality type deal.
I think a lot of people like Fulci because it was a lot of guerrilla style filmmaking. It was a lot of stuff done on low budget. And he did creative things with practical gore effects on a really low budget.
And he pushed the gore.
He did. I
mean, he did influence anything that came out in the 80s after this. This was a counterpoint of like, you could go this far now.
I mean, that splinter in the eye scene, like that's rough. Like even now, like watching that, and you can see like, okay, it's all practical, but they have this thing where when it pokes just through the pupil, it looks like the eyelashes blink just a bit. And like, I'm sure that was just the mask kind of giving a little bit.
But it seems like the visceral reaction of
your
own body.
Yeah. There's something like really visceral about that. And that stuff I like. Like all the gore stuff, the heads getting blown up. But like the shooting that guy under the blanket, they did that like four times, five times. Like it was the first scene of the movie and then they redid it like over and over. And I'm like, okay. Like, I need more.
Well, and not only that, dude. Like, I'm okay with the film and what it's trying to do with, you know, with practical effects and all this gore nonsense that is an anchor for this movie. Like, without the gore, without the practical effects, this movie
nothing.
Is nothing. Okay, so I'm I'm fine with that. My problem with it is that the way those scenes are set up, it's so nonsensical and so silly that to get there, you've got to sit through 5 minutes of staring at a zombie before you get to your practical effect that we're all waiting for. So I'm wondering, I go, why wouldn't you just condense this shit down? And I understand because it's guerrilla style filmmaking and all of these practical effects are super expensive to do on a shoestring budget, but
it's too much of not enough, you know, because we have not enough through the entirety of the movie. And then it's like, oh shit, we realized we've been really boring for the last hour. Like, here's a bunch of gore. But it's like, if you would have, and just instead of having 20 zombies rushing through an opening in a wall and you're just popping all of their heads off one at a time, like, have them encounter random zombies throughout the movie where you can take that gore and sparse it out so I don't have to wait 40 minutes for something to satiate.
Someone's going to bust us on this because I'm sure
we're going to get
I'm sure something's going to happen where it's like, you just don't get the social implications of this.
I don't watch movies for social implications.
I think what's going to happen is that we're going to get a little bit wrung out on the implications of what's happening, where from our standpoint, I like the subtext of it. I don't see it, and I don't. Okay, look.
Is there any?
Dude, it's full shit. I don't think there is a big subtext here. I really don't think there is in this case. I just don't.
I don't either. But
right. I mean, if there is, like, it's hard to find. And I mean, they're always hard to find for me. But that's the thing, is not everybody can watch movies for the same reason. I don't watch movies for social commentary and context. I take them at face value.
Well, and to be fair, I think the zombie film genre in its infancy was trying to say a lot. That's why I think that there's something going on here that maybe we're missing.
Well, there's naturally stuff going on in that case, like you're saying, with zombie anything, like, even if it sucks, like, because it's naturally built into the framework of the undead and these hordes of people coming at you and how the fabric of society breaks down. And, you know, it's about, they're naturally, we live in a society movies.
Right.
You know, like, it's built into the structure. Yeah. The entire premise is we live in a society, watch shit fall apart, and we're even worse than the zombies.
Right. Like, ultimately, that's what I feel the point of all these films is to say, like, look at how humanity, when it gets the mirror.
I don't get very little of that from this movie. I don't either.
No, I don't either. But I think
she's topless and going scuba diving.
If anything, this movie seemed altruistic. It was, everybody was just trying to help everybody. It was like, the guy gets the report or the case, and he's like, oh, I'm going to help you find your dad. And then they find these random sailors, and they're these, like,
poor fuckers.
Hey, you're going on vacation, bootleg Kurt Russell. How about you take us on the fucking boat? We're not going to offer to pay you, but we'll pay for our own way. But then they fucking die, like, for being, you know, friendly just people.
Being around.
And, like, they had no fucking idea where they're going. As they're sailing, they're like, yeah, none of these islands are charted. You know, I have no idea where your island is, but, like, maybe we'll happen upon it. And they're like, oh, hey.
And they hit it first time. Look, there's an island, buddy.
Yeah, hey, fuck. Just not that I want, in the dark.
Not that I necessarily want to see, like, a prolonged scene of them landing on an island and be like, nope, this is the wrong one.
See, but now I'm curious how that zombie got to the bottom of the ocean, because, like, okay, was he on the boat with that other one? And if so, why was that one locked up?
Bro, he walked all the way back from New York to the Caribbean, dude. That's how.
Well, look, I'll go with that one. I don't even think it was intentionally smart, but I think it was accidentally inventive, not just visually and surreal, but let's say that someone fought a zombie on a boat and pushed it off the boat.
Well, yeah.
What would happen? Like, let's say a whole boatload of people turned into zombies.
Why would they push that zombie into the water, but then have that other one in the bathroom of the boat? And then where was the dad? We never found out where the dad was.
Well, right? I'm just saying, like, I don't dislike the idea of a, he's undead. So I think,
oh, he's one of the zombies.
No, he got shot in the head in the sheet.
Oh, that was the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I have no idea who was what. And
dude, no.
They shot four people in sheets.
Bruh.
They talked about watching somebody's body, and I'm like, who is this and why do I care?
This shit is like, incomprehensible, and it is like, watching a film plot through a literal fog. And it's, I don't understand when one scene transitions to the next and I'm,
The editing, well, dude.
And the music they use in this, it made like none of the scenes feel like they had any real weight to them.
Dude, when
like
they start,
none of it seemed urgent.
When they start dropping like Caribbean little
in the background, the drums and shit. That's
dope, I'm dying. Dude. I'm that's dying.
Good. I gotta take a drink.
And they're like, oh, that has a voodoo rhythm of its own. And it's like, what? Like they're saying that this music is putting a spell on them? And like
the whole island is aware of these zombies, apparently.
This whole island is, but nobody else in the world is. Like somehow this island has exclusive rights to zombies and they've kept them contained despite, you know, any fences or protections or any,
until this doctor shows place. Up.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man.
And then it's like, oh, okay, we'll just shoot them. Just shoot them all.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. This shit is not for me, man.
Yeah, I kind of
shit is not.
I kind of feel like a sellout or like a traitor, like having these
I like
views
that.
Now. But it's like after watching this movie again, I'm just like, I was really fucking bored.
Be honest. It was my pitch at the beginning that changed your mind finally, wasn't it?
No. But listening to that pitch, I'm like, I mean, he's not wrong about any of this stuff. Like,
what would you prefer, this or Dawn of the Dead original?
Fuck. This because
it's shorter.
Dawn of the Dead is a whole hour longer. Like
I'd still prefer Dawn of the Dead original. leagues over this.
Wait, so I forgot to ask you this question during our Patreon episode. Why don't dinosaurs ever have dicks? Every time you see a dinosaur, they never.
They don't want to deal with the dinosaur dick.
They're more like birds, dude.
But like well, not all well, of well, them.
I was reading a lot about that recently. All this idea of what dinosaur skin looked like and even the sounds they made.
It's wrong.
Well, it's all conjecture.
More like covered in feathers and stuff.
They can't make that many determinations from the skeleton.
But every time you see a T-Rex, they're just like Ken dolls underneath. And like, I'm really curious
if it's a reptile, reptiles have their shit tucked.
Lizard dicks.
Yeah, they're forked though. So is a dinosaur got a giant forked
it
dick?
Might. Like, he might have a giant fucking power strip, dude.
It's dupe. A power strip with a bunch of holes in it?
Yeah. Think about how two T-Rexes fucking would have looked like.
Yeah,
I think that shit would have been crazy.
I mean, does one of them have to lay on their back and they have to do it like missionary?
They got
to
do it T-Rex style?
You know, because they got like those big legs, but they got big guts and tiny little arms.
And they got tiny little hands.
They're like sitting there like this trying to smack the ass and they're just like flopping their little flipper.
That's me.
And like in an infinite universe, you got to think there's gay T-Rexes also.
Yeah.
So I mean, like,
it's a spectrum.
Why would they have to be gay, dude? Why can't they be fluid?
Well, that's why dinosaurs became extinct was because they learned to suck their own cocks. So like they had no need to procreate anymore.
I don't think that's why.
That's not true.
Look it up.
That's what happened. Instead of the meteor, it was masturbating dinosaurs.
They all learned to suck their own cocks, and they're just like, this is cool. I'm not leaving the house anymore.
This is way cooler.
Yeah.
So far we've done. It's just cool though. See, I like the breadth of stuff we watch, even in like zombie months, because Army of the Dead is a completely different film than this, which is completely different. Then 28 Days Later,
mm-hmm.
which is completely different in many senses than 28 Weeks Later.
Buckle up for Wreck, brother.
Yeah.
It is a found footage type deal, though, right?
Both of them are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not excited about the remake. I am excited. I am excited about.
You have no idea how
excited
you are.
Is this called Quarantine?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the previews for that movie and being like, that looks like
what's her name from Dexter in it?
Yeah, yeah.
His sister.
I can't remember her name right now, but she was in Exorcism of Emily Rose. Jennifer Carpenter.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah.
John Carpenter's daughter.
That's going to be something.
That's not true. That's not a true fact.
I can't say also the lead singer of Daughters.
Right. Lex Marshall?
Fuck. No, Jennifer Carpenter.
Oh. The Carpenters, Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
She's got a really, you know, she's not like what, it's not like she would like bust out on the drums, but she's got a real nice, smooth feel. It's great.
So Karen Carpenter is the singer of Carpenter Brute.
And the voice of an angel.
Okay.
Yeah. Karen Carpenter Brute.
Karen Carpenter Brute.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of voice of an angel, we're going to go see Counting Crows, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so. Excuse me,
he died just now.
He got so excited.
Whew. Counting Crows is coming in December.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
I think we should. December? I think we should. Yeah, exactly. Imagine them playing a long December in December.
Oh my God.
After last year's long it's December. Like
deception. December inception.
Hopefully Michelle Branch is there for fucking...
Oh, fuck off, bro. Wait, no, you're talking about Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton, hold up.
I don't want to talk about
See,
this.
See, people
and not
have
know.
Been mixing those two up for the last 20 years, and that's just really
Has
unfair,
it been
20 man.
Years?
Yeah,
Good
dude.
God.
Huda.
Hotel Paper came out in 2000... Well, that came out in 2003.
The fuck is Hotel Paper?
That's Michelle Branch's second album.
That's horrible, Matt, that you just have that...
I have committed the word away. I own her first two records.
All right. Well, that's
an eight foot tall Michelle Branch poster in my.
You need to commit like shit, like Brett Leonard
fucking
Terry Gilliam. You know, come on, man.
Can I do Brett Michaels and Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, that's not good either.
Nice.
Problematic.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for Zombie. Don't watch it. Don't write it.
You guys are pissed. Sorry.
I don't even think they're pissed. They're probably just disappointed.
Well, some of them are probably not surprised in the least.
Let's be fair. We've set the bar really low over the last... Oh, also, 2 weeks late, but happy birthday. It's been 8 years. June 1st was 8 years.
Really?
Fuck,
dude.
8 years.
Maybe it's time we do get canceled.
Don't say that. God. But... Let me ask you. Okay, so I've been on the show about 3 years. I've been on the show about 3 years, right? Huh? Which is crazy also. But if I was with you guys right before episode 200, so I've done over 100 episodes with you guys. Uh-oh.
If you're going to ask us who the best co-host is, the answer is Mikey.
That's stupid, and shut up. And you guys don't know that I live in a deluded world where you are my co-host, right?
So okay.
Even though I didn't come onto the show.
The solipsism is strong.
No, which is not true. No, but it's a collaborative effort, and I'm the third wheel easily. But the third wheel is the biggest one, you know? It's a tricycle, right?
Yeah, that makes a triangle.
Yeah, and... Wait a minute. What am I trying to say? Oh,
it's a magic number.
5 other years... 200 other episodes. Did you guys release less episodes once upon a time? Less frequently?
Yeah, we did. We went a little while where we only did two a month.
We started weekly, I think, and then we went to bi-weekly, and then George had his first kid, and it went to bi-monthly. And
once a monthly.
Yeah, there was like a long lag.
It was a year that we didn't do a whole ton.
We almost didn't make it past episode 16, I think, and then Cody from... 3B Zine, Beer Night in San Diego, whatever, was like, hey, let's go do a podcast.
Let me reiterate this also. Fuck you, Christian Stella.
Yeah, fucking Christian Stella. Maybe it has episode
five.
Can and also, got, what, enunciate that?
And also, fuck you, Florian Himsel.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Florian, you turd.
Who the fuck is that?
Turkey? Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Some fucking turkey.
Why is his name Florian?
Because he's a turkey.
Yeah.
All right. Anywho, that's
not
episode.
The good kind, like in
that's episode 313. We'll see you next week with Wreck and Quarantine. Ooh, now that we're all out of quarantine.
I just want to go back.
Huh?
I just want to go back to quarantine.
You're always the grass is always greener, you know.
The grass is greener where you water it, Rhett.
Well, then fucking water it.
I don't want to. I'm lazy.
Okay.
Let it die.
All right.
If it dies,
it dies.
All right. Bye. This is where I'm signing out.
Bye. I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.